A topic that has been on everyone's mind, but especially our guest today, Paul Gaspar, who is a PT, DPT. Dr. Gaspar is going to talk to us about the problems that they're having in California with referral for profit. And, of course, it's not just California, but stay tuned to hear what he thinks and what he's doing about the problem. We'll be right back for another episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Dr. Gaspar, thank you for joining us today on PT Talker. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to talk with you again.
Yeah, again is right. You and I spoke at probably a private practice meeting a couple of years ago. You were a guest on PT Talker, and now you have taken some of your valuable time to speak to us from Sacramento, California, where you are meeting with the board of directors for the California Physical Therapy Association. So you are a busy guy, and we're going to get into all your credentials, but thank you. Appreciate the time you're spending with us today.
My pleasure.
All right, well, who is Paul Gaspar? He is the owner, first of all, he's a physical therapist, but he's one of the owners of Doctors of Physical Therapy located in North San Diego. But really, I think you are famous, Paul, for your work on several committees, board member of the California PT Association. So you are one of the directors as well as serving on the Government Affairs Committee, and certainly are knee-deep in this referral-for-profit thing. Give us an overview. What's going on since we last spoke about this on PT Talker?
I believe when I talked to you last time, we were embroiled in our battle to try to defeat the referral-for-profit legislation that Assembly Member Hayashi had authored last year. That bill was number AB-783. And what ended up happening is, in June, we are able to defeat that bill twice within the Senate Business and Professions Committee, effectively killing the bill for the two-year cycle. So we were able to kill the bill. Unfortunately, in the early fall, right before the legislative session ended, one of the senators, Senator Steinberg, added some late language into a must-pass omnibus bill. That language precluded any law enforcement from occurring against physical therapists who are working for a medical corporation illegally. So what we're left with, at least over this next year, 2012, is that it is definitely illegal for a physical therapist to work for a medical corporation, but the Physical Therapy Licensing Board is not able to enforce the law until January 1st, 2013.
Okay. So the senator, in essence, put a provision in this other bill that precludes anyone from doing anything about enforcing current law as it exists now on the California books.
That's right. There was a paragraph of language inserted into another bill that was considered a must-pass bill. It had to do with about 20 different licensure boards, and that was a bill that couldn't be voted down. Everybody had to vote that entire package through, or it would have had severe negative consequences for a number of different professions.
Yeah. So you're obviously seeing government at work, and for better or for worse, but you're definitely seeing how our process works.
We are. It was a bit disheartening. At the same time, the senator who introduced that language has indicated an interest in helping us broker some type of compromise, and he is interested in helping us with our direct access bill, which is up for debate again, and we'll possibly move through the Senate floor in January. So we are excited about that part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how unusual is the California law? Are there other states that would have similar laws on the books? or is this unique only to California? And I'm speaking about the law that makes it illegal for a physical therapist to actually work for a medical corporation.
I believe there are a handful of other states. I can't quote all of them, but
okay.
I believe there are about four states in which physical therapist employment by a medical corporation is illegal. Some of the other states, that illegality is a function of the Practice Act, and other states, it's like California, it's a function of the Corporations Code.
And how long has that law been on the books in California?
The law has always been on the books in California. You can certainly date it back to the 80s, at least. It's an act called the Moscone-Knox Act. Mm-hmm. Basically lists which healthcare practitioners are able to be shareholders, partners, or employees of other healthcare practitioners. And as we've talked about before, physical therapists are not on the list of healthcare practitioners that are allowed to be employed by physicians, chiropractors, podiatrists, mm-hmm. or any other healthcare practitioner corporation.
Okay. Now, certainly referral for profit, the whole concept of physicians having the ability to direct a patient to something of which they may, for physical therapy, in an entity of which they may have some financial gain, that's a really big deal going on right now across the country in probably every state. I know you and I were talking off the air about the recent article that was in one of the trade journals written by an ancillary care service group that was, advocating that the position the APTA and groups like California PT Association have taken is incorrect. Would you like to address maybe some of those points?
Well, sure. One of the assertions was that the American Physical Therapy Association's stance and the research regarding referral for profit was convoluted or skewed or outdated. I've read the research. A number of healthcare economists have read the research. Everybody is in unanimous agreement that studies healthcare policy that referral for profit has proven time and time again to be a very bad business arrangement for the healthcare system overall. It's 20 years of research that characterize this as a bad behavior and poor business model, whether it's physical therapy, imaging, specially owned hospitals or laboratory services. All studies point towards the same thing: overutilization, substandard health care most often, and inefficient delivery of health care services.
Now, were they also pointing, wasn't there just a new study from the University of Iowa that just came out? Are you familiar with that one?
I am familiar with the University of Iowa study. That's more of a direct access to physical therapy study, and basically the conclusions of that study, which involved 62,000 patients, very large study, mm-hmm. pointed out that physical therapists seeing patients directly versus being directed by a physician to attend physical therapy. Not only was less money spent delivering physical therapy services, but also significantly less money was spent on overall medical care.
That's right.
So basically, yeah. if you get to a physical therapist first, they can handle your musculoskeletal needs much more efficiently, probably less imaging costs, less mm-hmm. need for other medical services and treatments,
right?
As well,
yeah. So, it really, the PT community. You're right. Similar, but actually a different issue. But it just shows how many two big issues that are circulating in our industry right now. So, what are some of the things that you're doing with the California PT Association to? I mean, I know you're spending a lot of time at your state capitol trying to convince legislators that you know, the way that how things should be done from the eyes of the physical therapist. What are some of those issues you can share with us real quick?
Well, we're having a lot of meetings with a lot of legislators, a lot of time spent lobbying, and the discussions are very similar to the discussions we're having here today. You know, we don't have the most powerful lobby out here in California as compared to the Medical Association and the Orthopedic Association. I think I mentioned before when we talked that they have outspent us $2.4 million, $57,000. And that's just on the assembly side and the legislature out here. It doesn't include the Senate.
Wow.
Fortunately, we have the facts on our side. We're seen as the side that genuinely wants to help with the healthcare system and the healthcare budget, the healthcare expenditure problem. We're seen as genuine people. When we come up here, we certainly have an excellent lobbying firm that assists us, but we also have a group of physical therapists like myself who take their time off work to educate the legislators, to talk frankly about them and how we can help solve our state and our nation's problems. Mm-hmm. That's in stark contrast to our opposition, who sends a group of about a dozen lobbyists in, and they don't have professionals coming to the table on a regular basis. They don't have physicians coming in to the table to really negotiate and tackle these problems head on in a manner which would be very helpful to the public.
Right, right. Now, have you been able to speak directly with, is it Representative Hayashi?
I have not spoken with her in some time. I have had no direct talks with her. The last time that our association staff sat down in a meeting with her was a day after a hearing in Sacramento. It was actually about June 20th or thereabouts. This mm-hmm. was the day after she had called off a hearing, which was a week after we first defeated her bill.
Mm-hmm.
She called this meeting at the last minute with us. Unfortunately, I and all the other physical therapists had left town. She called the meeting on the premise that we were going to sit down and have a session of negotiations about physician control over the access point to physical therapy. Unfortunately, within the first minute of the so-called negotiation, we were summarily dismissed and told that all of our talking points were completely off the table for the day. So that's the last time that we've had direct talks with her. I did run into her in August, I believe it was, up in Sacramento, which was the day that she sat in front of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and she was pitching to have the Physical Therapy Licensing Board audited because she was accusing them of improprieties.
That's right. I remember that, yes.
Unfortunately, that audit did go through, and it's going to be costing our physical therapist licentiate $200,000 for an audit that was called for purely political motivation.
Right. Now, isn't that call coming from one of your lawmakers that has some personal issues with the law of her own?
She is. From what I've read, coming out of the newspapers, mostly in the Bay Area, she has been accused of felony grand theft related to alleged shoplifting at Neiman Marcus in mm-hmm. San Francisco. Evidently, she had allegedly stolen a handful of expensive fashion clothing.
Yeah. You're too much of a gentleman to bring that up, so I decided to, but it's really quite a mess. Where do you see, are your hands tied until 2013?
In terms of...
The paragraph that went through, I mean, is there anything that can be done to turn that around, or is it over?
Well, I don't see that there will be law enforcement against physical therapist operating outside the boundaries of the law during the next year. I doubt it's very tough to pass a bill through the California legislature. There's so many different stats, especially when your opposition is probably the third most powerful lobby in the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an author for it yet. I presume that we probably won't see any law enforcement next year, unfortunately.
Yep. But you are, along with your colleagues, are going to keep pushing on, I'm sure.
And we continue to point out, even though there's not law enforcement, it's still illegal and certainly a conflict of interest, which makes it unethical to work for a medical corporation if you're a physical therapist in California.
Yeah. All right. Well, reporting for us from Sacramento, California, the Capitol building there, where it's all happening, is Dr. Paul Gaspar. Thank you for being our expert today on PT Talker.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure, and I'll come back anytime. Just give me a call.
All right, you got it. All right, so we hope that this information has been helpful. It certainly is interesting for our listeners, for all of you out there, to hear what's going on and how certainly there are good-hearted people who are working hard for the profession to help make it better for all the generations that will come behind us, but also for patients, so that we can have health care that is fair and efficient and economical for all. So hopefully this information will be helpful to you as you go about helping someone to get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.